Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what do you?
Give me that money.
Let me go gobble
a little quick on the trigger there. I'll be honest, when you asked me if I was ready, I didn't know you meant, I don't know what I meant. Welcome! Good Better Bets, number one gambling podcast on the internet. Brought to you by FanDuel.com/McAfee, the number one gambling site on all of the interwebs. I believe I actually saw from their account yesterday that they did actually win an award.
Ooh.
For the number one gambling site on all the internet, the number one platform, the best app. So you could do all your gambling there. FanDuel.com/McAfee. So without further ado, I don't want to talk about the past. I mean, I'm not sure how you guys did.
Why talk about the past?
We all knew Burrow was going to light up Clemson. We don't got to go back.
Wait, Gumby, was it me and you who bet on LSU?
I swear it was me and you.
Oh, man, good for us.
It's because you two are just mutt fucking chumps.
Oh, yeah, forget about it. You're right. Let's move on to the future.
You guys are pieces of shit.
You said it, man. Destiny
that was greater than the worst dynasty. I've seen Lawrence play.
Destiny
is undefeated.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Unless you're talking about the Final Destination movies, because in that case, it is.
Classic.
That is what I'm talking about.
Okay, good. We're on the same page. All right. Well, I don't think we have any teams of Destiny. Oh, we do have a team of Destiny this weekend. Would you get off of your goddamn microphone while I'm trying to talk?
Gump.
Unbelievable. FanDuel.com/McAfee. Before we get into all the games, we are also betting NHL and NBA right now.
NBA for sure.
A little college basketball. You can follow us on the Sports Action app. It's myaction.app/any of our names. Diggs, Bubba Gumpino, Todd McComas. Todd or Todd McComas?
Todd McComas.
I ask you that every single time. I never remember.
Every time.
Boston Connor.
4-0 last night for Todd.
4-0.
Attaboy, Todd.
/ Raldi for NHL. He puts all of his NHL picks on there every single day. All right. Let's get into the weekend. There is a team of Destiny.
There is.
And that's where we're going to start. Championship weekend.
Here we go.
Couple stats for you.
Let's go.
Underdogs of a touchdown or more have gone 37-26-1. That's 59% against the spread in the playoffs, including 9-2 against the spread in conference championship games or later, Ooh. Which both games fall under that category this weekend.
Mm.
Outdoor postseason games have trended to the under with a record of 77-58-4.
Not bad.
Both games are outdoor this weekend. So I just wanted to give you those before we got started. Okay? First game, Tennessee at Kansas City, -7.5, the Kansas City Chiefs are, over under 52. 62% of the bets are on Kansas City, but only 55% of the money is on Kansas
Ooh.
City. 58% of the bets and the money are on the over. I want to start with Connor here.
Okay. Here's the thing that I'm thinking about this game.
I can't wait. Fucking Destiny versus Dynasty, pal.
The Titans do feel like a team of Destiny. You go and beat New England. You go and beat Baltimore. How can you bet against them? But after Mahomes and the Chiefs went down 24-0, it just feels like they, for a second there, imagined themselves not in the playoffs and not going to the Super Bowl, and it just kind of... Something snapped in Mahomes' brain, and I don't think the Chiefs can be stopped this year. So I'm going to take the Chiefs -7.5, and also if the Titans win, it's a win-win situation for me here.
Why is that?
Because if Mahomes loses, then his guarantee that they go to the Super Bowl is over. And if the Titans win, then you know it's like, oh, well, at least it isn't the Chiefs, and yeah, the Patriots lost the Super Bowl contending Titans. I mean, then it's just a completely different story. So I'm taking Chiefs.
Fun fact about the Titans, they have now beat the number one offense and the number one defense in the playoffs. First team to do that against it since the 2004 Patriots.
And you know what happened that year?
Destiny. Did they win the Super Bowl?
Oh, they won the Super Bowl.
All right, Gumpy, same game. Your turn. Go.
Teams who rush for over 100 yards or more in conference championships, 31-13-1 against the spread.
How about it?
Hey-o! If you guys didn't know, that's a check mark in the Tennessee column, I believe.
Oh, it is.
This is the highest over of Ryan Tannehill's career.
Yeah.
I don't like the total. I'm not going to touch it. I like the Chiefs to win, but I do think the Titans cover here.
If I had to bet money on a betting money show, you have already guaranteed teased both of the favorites down to half a point.
You got it.
I knew you fucking would. Todd, what do you got?
I don't trust anything at this stage in the playoffs that's beyond a touchdown in the spread.
Okay.
So, therefore, I am going to go over in this first one.
Hey-o.
And here, normally I would say Derrick Henry is – so KC's defense is going to be on the field a lot, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of that's going to have to do with, I think Derrick Henry is going to have a lot of success like Gumpy indicated.
Yes.
However, it's also because when Kansas City gets the ball, their offense is going to score very quickly.
Yes.
So this is going to be unusual here because they don't have to be on the field by more than a minute 30 to put seven on the board.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a close game, but I don't think you're going to have any trouble hitting the over in this one, despite all the stats for outside games this stage in the playoffs.
Okie dokie, Artichoke.
So different animals here.
These two teams played in week 10, I believe. The score was 35-32.
Yep.
Math correct there. 67 points were scored in that game.
Yeah.
In that game, okay? In that game, Mahomes threw for 446 and three touchdowns. Henry ran for 190 and scored two touchdowns. So the question here is, who do you trust more, Patrick Mahomes or Derrick Henry? Because the stats show it's going to happen again. Titans are number 2 yards per rush. KC is number 29 opponent stopping the run. The runs per rush.
He's going to get his yards.
Didn't say those words correctly.
Chris Jones being in the game is huge. It really, I think.
Well, he's still not practicing.
Exactly. He's still not practicing. If he's out, then Derrick Henry might run for 250.
KC is number 4 in passing yards per game. The Titans are number 25 in opponents' passing yards per game. So comes down to pass or run.
And Damian Williams changes everything, in my opinion, for Kansas City. The fact that he is back changes everything. Not only from the red zone, but especially the red zone. He's going to get his yards. Mahomes is going to get his yards rushing. I think you're going to see 100-plus on each side of the house. Now, Titans going to get all that from Henry. You're going to get it from Mahomes combined with Williams on the other side.
There's one way.
He's Mahomes' safety blanket, too, to dump down.
He is, man. Yeah. That little dump pass is so effective.
Yeah. Because
of all the weapons deep, you know?
There's one way to beat this team, and it is to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. Even if he does go down and score in 1 minute, and it's running the ball. And the Tennessee defense, I believe, is better than the Kansas City defense.
I agree.
I'm gonna take the 7.5. Wow. Give me the Titans. Give me destiny.
Okay.
Even though Patrick Mahomes seems like a human of destiny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I hate this game, by the way. I just wanted to preface that with I do not like the pick in this game.
Yeah, no, it's
it.
Tough.
I wish this game was on Saturday.
What? Honestly. Why?
Yeah. Well, because then we don't have to wait till Sunday.
Okay, good.
But also just because it's a terrible game.
I do like my pick in this next game, in the final game of the weekend.
Yeah, I love this one.
Green Bay at San Francisco, over under 45.
Let's go.
56% of the bets are on San Francisco. 62% of the money is on San Francisco. 71% tickets are on the over. 73% of the money is on the over. Gumpy, I'll start with you.
This is the fourth time in Aaron Rodgers' career he's been a dog of 7 or more points.
Yeah? Was he good?
In those games, he's 0-3 straight up.
Oh!
Straight up.
But
okay,
he's 3-0 against the spread.
Ah, tricky there.
The line has moved to 7.5. When the line moves against Aaron Rodgers, he's 57-37-5 against the spread.
Okay.
So all that being said,
pretty good.
The Niners D is fresh and healthy. I'm taking the Niners.
Fucking stats don't mean a thing, huh?
I can't do it, man. I if this Niners defense is clicking like it was last week, I just can't see them being stopped, man.
First game of the year, it was 37-8 Niners. Not that means anything. Todd, go.
No.
I'm going to do exactly what he said.
Okay.
What he just told you, I agree 100%. There's 0% chance Green Bay wins this game. I truly believe that. I also think there's a great chance that they cover at 7.5. I'm going to personally buy this down to San Francisco -6.5.
Ooh.
Throw it in there, but I'm not going to expect you guys to have to do that because it's a little bit crazy. I'm going to tell you that you can trust the over in this game.
Oh, wow. Tony over. It's a championship weekend.
Yep, I know. We're going for it. This is going to defy everything logically that you normally would do based on the trends. Both games over. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to do Aaron Rodgers things.
Yep.
However, it's not going to be enough to win against this defense that's all back and probably the best defense that's been on the field all year.
All right. So you're going over.
Going over.
Okay. And?
And Niners, 6.5.
I am also going to take the Niners at minus 6.5.
See, 6.5 scares me.
You could probably get that at minus 125 right now, I'm guessing. I haven't really looked. I might.
Okay.
If I can get that at minus 130, maybe minus 135, I'll do it.
Let me talk to you people.
Tell them.
Let's go to the Packers. Let's start with the Packers offense. Okay?
Tell them, Tony. Someone's got to.
They're number 18 in yards per rush. Ho-hum. Okay? Blah, blah, blah. 49ers D is number 21 in opponent's yards per rush. So Packers, I mean, slight advantage there. But I watched the Packers or the 49ers defense last weekend give up almost zero rushing yards.
Absolutely eat Dalvin Cook.
All right. And when you go to the Packers passing attack, they're number 16 in yards per pass. Whatever. San Francisco's opponent's yards per pass, they're number one. So I don't know about there. And then let's go to the other side of the ball. Okay. 49ers, number 9 in yards per rush. The Packers are number 24 in giving up the yards per rush.
Not good. Okay.
Not great there.
Not good.
And then the 49ers are number 3 in yards per pass. Green Bay Packers, number 19, giving up yards per pass. 37-8 first game. I know it doesn't mean anything, blah, blah, blah. A healthy 49ers defense. Quan Alexander's back. Dekarski Tart is back. Sherman's healthy. D Ford,
Quan.
For me, when D Ford's on that other edge, it just gives Bosa.
Their O line is healthy. Is someone possibly?
Gumby,
is
that a cook over
is
there?
Is that carbon monoxide? Get out of the house.
Change the 9-volt, bro.
We're all right.
Okay. Okay.
Just a warning.
Entire O line is back for the San Francisco 49ers. Kittle's blocking his ass off.
Yep.
Debo Samuel, Emmanuel Sanders. Blowout. Give me the Niners.
Tony.
Tony.
Give me the Niners. It's going to be a blowout. Connor?
Well. You guys love the Niners, so naturally I am going with the Packers. +7.5. I don't know what it is about teams that get blown out in the regular season.
Yeah, it is. It is a thing.
But whenever they come back in the playoffs, it's just a different story. I personally think that this is going to be an over game, like Todd says. So with that being said, it's going to be a Rodgers versus Garoppolo. Gumpy, I mean, you said it. 3-0 against the spread when it changes, correct?
No, 57-37-5.
3-0 when the spread's seven or more points.
Seven or more
fucking
points.
Pay attention.
That's what I meant to say.
still on your side.
Still on the side, and it just feels as though 7.5 is a lot against the Packers. I am probably going to dabble in the money line +260 because I think
what?
Because I think it just feels as though the Packers might have it this year. Mike Pettine, you give that defense some time. Let's go Packers.
I'll say
this.
No matter what happens this weekend, if we do not get 49ers Chiefs, I'm going to be upset. I think that's the matchup we deserve.
Either or in the NFC. If it's Packers Titans or Niners Titans, kill me. Kill me.
So you don't want to see the Titans in the Super Bowl?
No, I want to. At this point, I'd like to see a good game. So I do. I
want Chiefs.
Like the
so
Chiefs
bad.
To be there, but I mean, I just don't want to watch Derrick Henry run all over the place in the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's kind of entertaining to watch. All right, those are our picks for the week.
There we go.
Let's go.
That was a nice, quick episode.
Mm-hmm.
Once football season is over, I think we're going to be coming to you on a more frequent basis with all of the other sports.
Yep.
As always, follow us on the Action Network. All of our picks there. FanDuel.com/McAfee. Good luck. Follow us on Twitter. Gumpy does an incredible job at Good Better Bets.
Crushes it.
Send in your winning tickets, your bad beats, your opinions, your thoughts, anything you want to have featured on that little Twitter page.
Yep. Celtics +10 tonight. Take them.
They stink, dude. good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.